Ohio State, and it's a really good football team, and I think a lot of respect for Ryan and what they do, and we got beat, and you know we didn't get off to a good start, and take the first drive down, and then we've got the Graham and Chim were just off, and I thought it was an opportunity for us to make a play and the pick and give them bad field position, and there's enough points in that game where we didn't respond on the field the way we had to, and there are times when it was hard getting things going offensively, and then we had a couple of penalties that set us back, and a couple opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't, that part we got to be better. To give yourself a chance, to win games, you got to play good football. And the one thing I did appreciate was I thought guys kept playing, and they kept playing with each other. And that part we got to carry forward. It's just where we're at right now, we get opportunity to bounce back, and we got to bounce back together. And that part, I appreciate the guys in that regard. We'll get going next week and get a chance to get back at it.
Jeff.
Well, I think you can't hide from what happened, right? And you got to own it, right? And then you also got to own your response, And that's I don't think there's anyone that doesn't own that. And like I said, I feel good with this group about the response. Now we got to go do it, But it's. You can't hide from it. That's what's great about this game. There is no hiding in it, and you got to play. You got to play the game. You play each game, but I do know it's a team sport, and you got to be together. And that part, I do feel that we've got that. I'm sorry, John. Well, I mean, my message to our team is, we don't want to be where we're at right now, but we've got an opportunity to go forward. And, I care about our fans, but what I care most about is our team. And I feel good about the group of guys that I get to be around and coach and appreciate, and feel good about the staff that get to work with, and I get people not being happy with where we're at right now. They're no more disappointed than I think anyone in the program is, but I also know that we come back and we gotta bounce back from this stuff, and that's part of it. And wanna have a team that people are proud of. Right, but biggest concern is getting our guys to play good football.
Colton.
Yeah, Paul, do you feel like Ohio State was doing things to kind of take Nick away from being able to pass rush just formationally and some other things they were doing, kind of taking away from getting back there?
I think they did a good job of, their rhythm was, they were on, there wasn't much, and there was a couple times we got some pressure and he actually made some good plays out of, but I think that they did a good job of getting the ball out, and really not a ton of time for the rush to get there.
Zach,
Paul, there was a 4th and 2 in your midfield. You guys were down 21-0. Just the way the game was going, was there any thought to go for it there? If you guys didn't, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking about it, and. At that point, you're also thinking about we've already given the defense. I was thinking, I should say, we've already given them a short field, and felt like we got a chance to. We've been pretty good in that situation, pin him down, and can we get a good field position for us? And he didn't feel like that was the point in the game where we're certainly didn't love the way we started, but I felt like, you know what, we're gonna be all right. We can pin him down there and got a chance to stop him. Didn't, right? Yeah, and the one backed up. Yeah, and that was a hard, and I was talking to, you know, the information I got from the side official going to it was different than what they were telling me. So they were saying, knew we had a, there was a penalty on them, and was told that the ball would be on the four. And I'm didn't want to punt backed up again. And then we just had a penalty. How is it there? Where is the ball going to be? And then afterwards, you know, you're talking to the officials afterwards, and they said, that's where it's enforced from. I said, I asked, where is the ball going to be? So that was my concern, was to punt backed up again, where you don't have your full, you can't be at your full depth on it. And it, that's why we did what we did. Yeah, you know, weren't sure really all week, and you know, Thursday night kind of got an idea that we wouldn't have him, and so, you know, I certainly got to watch, you know, the film and how Trey and Logan did, you know, so I don't want to comment too quickly on how they did. I thought they seemed composed and played. You know, I mean, I didn't feel like anything jumped out that way, but you know, I think we got a chance to get him back next week, and that'll be good for us.
Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, for example, the first pick, you know, we got a good footballer. We know exactly, we're on the same page, right? And you deliver that. And good football is not having, you know, those penalties. You know, and I'm anxious to see what exactly happened on them. You know, we thought we did a decent job on the return opportunities that we had, and then we take a, you know, we got a hand to the face on an extra point, and so now the ball's kicked at the 50. You know, there's some of those things that you've got to do a better job of. You give yourself a chance, and those are some that jump out at me right now that we can be better at. Yeah, I think, you know, there was a few, you know, where guys were just, I don't know if it was necessarily communication, but, you know, we had one where it was we're in man, and we're so far off, you know, so it's not a communication. Everyone was playing man. We know we're in man. A couple of those crossers that are kind of the big angles they hit early, you know, you'd like to have a little bit more depth from your linebacker. You know, so I don't know that it was guys not doing it, but you want to make it harder for them.
Colton.
Paul, it doesn't happen often with this defense that they let up a lot of points early. How did you feel like they were acting on the sideline or responding to that adversity early on in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think they did still, they kept playing, you know, and that part I, you know, maybe I'm nuts, but I do appreciate, you know, it kept going, and it was important, and they kept, you know, they were together on it. And, you know, it is a team sport, and we all got beat tonight.
Martin, was there any word on Clay? Obviously, didn't what can you tell us?
Yeah, I just got a quick update, and